יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Today is the, of course, the 3rd of March, 2026. Now, yesterday, we had an opportunity to do a wonderful interview with Pastor Wendell Smith, and we didn't do the history lesson, and, you know, it was well worth doing that, so we're doing this today. All right, today is the, of course, 3rd of March, 2026, but it's Adar 14, 5786, Adar 14, 5786. Now, what went on this week? All right, let me tell you what went on this week. Interesting is that on Sunday, the 1st of March, it was historically the dedication of Herod's revamped temple. All right, he reconstructed it. Now, yesterday, Adar 13, or Monday the 2nd, it was really fascinating because there's battles throughout the Persian Empire against those seeking to kill the Jews. And Haman's son, wow, 10 sons is killed in Esther chapter 9, verse 1 through 14. And that kicked in Purim. We're going to talk about that in a minute. All right. Now, Purim is the Jewish festival rejoicing for the victory over the enemies in Esther 9, 17. And that's what happened today. Now, let's take a look at some of this because I think it's important. Because Purim is a one-day holiday. It's only one day long, but I want to mention it. And I want to mention the history of it and the value of it. Now, what is happening here is that this holiday deals with the cheering of the hero Mordecai, who was guardian to Esther, and the booing wherever Persian Iranian Haman influence is found. Now listen to this. Cheering about Israel, booing about Iran. That happened. Now, I'm sure they didn't know that. I don't think that was built into their annihilation of Iran. Because what happened was is that this man, Haman, was an Iranian or a Persian that hated the Jews, and he called for the annihilation of all the Jews in Persia and Iran. Wow. Wow. Now, let me show you something here, because it's important in historically accurate. 2 days before Purim, just now, a Khomeini was killed. It's killed. Now, we have new Persian leaders announced who are in charge of the regime to think of. And we read the book of Esther, we boo Haman, and that's what you do. Wow. 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 And this is history. We're looking at history. What happened several days ago is historic to Purim and the book of Esther. Now, what it did back then, it set the Jews free in Persia, and we're praying that the same thing's happening now. Now, we know it's a biblical festival, and a lot of people overlook it in the church, But people that are devoted to God of Israel understands it, because the book of Esther is chock full of irony, mystery, secrets, and intrigue that provides some powerful life lesson. Now, this holiday, unlike the other days that we're commanded to celebrate, isn't found in Leviticus chapter 23. Now, what's more is that the command to celebrate this holiday didn't come from God, but from Mordecai, the hero of Esther. And the command of the celebration to celebrate salvation of the people in Iran, Persia, from the plot to annihilate all the Jews in a single day. Now, Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Araxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually on the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar. What is this day today? Didn't I tell you a second ago? Sure did. Absolutely. Today's what? The 14th of Adar. Today. We're talking about today, now. Wow. And it's a time when the Jews get relief from their enemies. And the month of sorrow, Adar, is turned into joy. And the mourning of the crying and weeping for the plot against God's people turns into celebration. That's Esther chapter 9, 20 through 22. Wow. Wow. Now, it's celebrated by feasting and celebrating and dancing in costumes and rejoicing. Wouldn't you like to see that today? Oh, yes. Wouldn't you love to hear something like that? Well, we've seen the dancing. We've seen the rejoicing. We've seen the people of Iran, like where this has happened, like where this happened. And it's a day of giving gifts and helping people and eating. Wow, cookies. And what's interesting, let me tell you something. There's cookies that are triangle. They're called George Washington hats in the West. But I want to tell you what they mean. These foods, cookies, triangular. I'm going to find some. I gotta have some today. I really do. Is so wonderful. And remember, think of something triangular, all right? And in this triangular, put in the middle some wonderful fruits and fillings that really taste good. I have them before. Now, think of the triangular. Draw this word picture, triangular, right? And each of the corners where it comes together represent Haman's ears.
Oh, I'm just about ready to shout. Oh,
it represents eating the victory. Ooh, wow. It means representing and eating the victory. Eat the victory. That's what today is. It's saying to God, God, you gave us victory over the enemy of the Jews in Persia, Iran, on this day. And they were set free, and the enemy was killed. Wow! I don't know what to do with myself right here. Because in Esther 9:22, he wrote to observe the days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. Esther 9:22. Wow. Wow. Look at this. Look at this. Do you realize how valuable this is today? That on this very day, the very day, look what happened here this week. The chief leader of hatred against God's people and the Jewish nation Israel was killed, just like Haman. Just like Haman. Right as this holiday started to mature, we saw dancing and shouting and leaping and praying and clapping hands in the very place this occurred in the book of Esther. I'm just about ready to say thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. And I think it's time to hear the shofar.